walk away. Come over here, baby. Welcome back. Wow, man, I am just messing up the buttons all week.
Coming like a wrecking ball.
8:48 with the morning after Q105. Chili cook-off, Bellemere Sweets, lots going on with the station. You can go over to the website, Q105.com. Do that. Also, podcasts are there.
Can I ask, is the chili cook-off at Bellemere Sweets?
Oh, that would be awesome. I was just thinking that. That's
because
I
think you need to hit your commas harder.
The ultimate romantic getaway to Bellemere Suites. You can enter now at Q1055.com. Luck of the Irish. That's going on. Chance at $4,000 also on the website. And where's the other one? The Great Chili Cook-Off. Walt Churchill's Market and Mobile Meals of Toledo present the 2018 Chili Cook-Off March 24th at noon. Text the word chili to 419-240-1055 for all the details.
Could you imagine how weird it would be if a bunch of people showed up at Bellemere Suites with chili? Like, then all of a sudden, all the house cleaning staff is like, damn, it's going to be one of those weekends. And then everybody, all the weirdos, I'm sorry, all the crazy, freaky people wanted to show up at like Churchill's, and they're like, where are we supposed to, where's the hot tub? it's our anniversary.
Yes, definitely need to comma a little harder.
That's going to be in the beer aisle, ma'am.
I say that because there's usually only like a couple of things in here to hit, and Josh Brew, he was the kid in here the first week with us. Mm-hmm. He works up in Detroit as well, and I saw him yesterday, and I'm like, so did I miss anything? Is anything going on? He's like, oh, there's like a ton of liners to hit, lots of stuff going on. So, and that's forgive me for missing the commas. Today is Comic-Con, so we got
Fantasticon.
Fantastic.
It's all Comic-Con to me.
I think there's a rule on it. So yeah. It's Fantasticon.
And then tomorrow,
there's going to be eight guys in Robin costumes driving down here. Robin, Batman sidekick.
Robin.
Robin.
Fantasticon.
Because you called it Comic-Con. They're like, it's Fantasticon. Get in the car. Get in the car. We're going to teach him a lesson.
That's hilarious.
We're going to teach him a lesson. Local DJ jumped by three men in Robin costumes. All saying Fantasticon, Fantasticon.
He told them a story about having sex, and they were all enamored, and they left him alone.
You've seen girls naked?
What?
Yeah, in person.
What?
They know my name. They just don't say, "Come here, kid."
Tomorrow is the toy train show at Owens. That's a neat little time as well. So that's where I'm trying to have the Coens meet. Kara didn't tell you about this?
What?
Well, I guess not.
Nope.
Nope.
Guess not. It's Q105, the morning after. Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus, Ashley Tresso, and Demarius. What's your last name?
Sims.
Why is this happening? Like, why am I getting the feedback? This is not cool. I'm going to do a what's the word here if we can to hit a couple of news stories. Mm-hmm. This is pretty self-explanatory. Ashley. Toys R Us on the brink of liquidation is blank.
Sad. I'm a Toys R Us kid. I love Toys R Us.
Which one did you go to as a kid?
Oh, I don't even know if I did go to as a kid.
Oh, really? You went to Toys R Us.
I'm sure
as
I did.
Kid.
Probably the one on Monroe Street.
Was there a Kitty City here?
No.
There was KB, right?
Yeah, KB Maybe Toys.
Yeah, in the mall? Yeah, for a hot second. Yeah.
D Toys R Us on the brink of liquidation is...
way overdue. I was surprised PETA didn't get involved with how hard they worked those giraffes.
Jeffrey?
Yeah. Like, it's a shame. He had to wear a sweater. You're a giraffe.
Demarius, Toys R Us on the brink of liquidation is blank.
Where is those? Sorry, what?
I don't know why that's happening. Your headphones. Everybody take their headphones off. See, that might be you. That's what it is. It's you, because you can't turn your volume down. My apologies.
Ooh. Huh?
Okay, so where are all those toys going?
First of all, here's another
that'll
tack
be
on.
Awesome. If
Amazon.
All of them went to like the kids that needed it.
Well, liquidation means everything's going to be on sale.
Yeah, that's true.
Going to be awesome for next Christmas.
Exactly.
Right. This is what Toys R Us closing is going to be.
They have been in bankruptcy for like I think on the 210th day is when things have to happen. They're 170 days into that, and story broke yesterday that they just might shut all these doors or liquidate like Monday or Tuesday. So if you're looking for a March or Easter shopping or birthday,
look,
be on the lookout.
Parents start shopping for Christmas after Christmas.
Yes.
So. This is your opportunity. Strike wow, the iron is hot.
Or 40%
Go in there, yeah. And then just smack your lips at all the Toys R Us employees because you know how crappy they treat you when you walk in the store.
They're nice people.
Just go like this. It was bound to happen.
The people on Monroe Street are very nice, and they don't question me when a 38-year-old single male adult
walks in. Yeah, but don't think they
there.
Haven't taken tons of pictures of you.
Because they also like toys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a bike there for like 3 cents the one day.
What?
And yeah, it like rang up, and it was the one Tucker picked. It was Star Wars, and it was already put together. So me and Kevin were like, yeah, this is awesome. We take it up there. It rings up for three cents. It was like $103 is what we thought, or $79.99, something like that. And they're like, well, this can't be right. So she's like, Deb, come check this.
Deb
comes over, scans it. Deb's like, I don't know what this is. And I'm like, well, the numbers match, so I guess that's what it is. And she goes, you're paying $10 because it's put together.
What?
And I was like, why do you care? Why do you care? I'm like,
can
I know
I
you know
that?
You're losing your job.
Because she put the bike together.
But, yeah, it was right. The weirdest thing. And I'm like, I don't care. I paid $25 for that thing at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you didn't piss off Deb.
10:03.
I love how they call over the expert, like, Deb, come over here and look at this. And what Deb does is just scan it again, because that's her expertise. Hold on, maybe you held the scanner wrong.
Right, exactly.
Nope, it's 3 cents.
Well, it's that she held the tag, and she's, you know, looking at it, and she's looking at me and looking at the tag, and I was like,
oh, because you know what?
Smiling
it's that,
big,
it's
like,
that
yeah.
You swapped a tag on something, and I found something for 3 cents and thought you guys didn't have the intellectual capacity to understand I didn't have a 3 cent bike.
Yeah, and it's this bright sticker that says, you know, whatever the price was. I'm like, that's what we thought we were paying. So.
I thought they closed the one on Reynolds a long time ago, but apparently it's still open.
It's still open. I went there like 2 weeks ago.
What about the one on Alexis Telegraph?
The one on Alexis closed a while ago.
Oh, okay. Oh my
next
gosh.
Thing. Daylight savings begins tomorrow at 2 a.m. It's blank, Ashley.
Yiddish.
Oh. What the hell's wrong with you?
Oops.
You totally James Harden that. You dribbled between your legs. You backed up. You looked at poor Wes Johnson on the ground and went bang.
You even leaned into the microphone to say it. It wasn't even something you were like, just regular talk. You were like,
He tells me
I really need people to hear this word.
I hate the whole daylight savings thing.
Obviously.
You stop talking.
Move on.
D, what? Daylight savings begins tomorrow at 2 a.m. It's blank.
Horrible for Ashley, evidently. It's like something that's really near and dear to her heart. Who knew that that's where she drew her line?
Demarius, daylight savings begins tomorrow at 2 a.m. It's blank.
Useless. Why do we have daylight savings?
It's much better word.
You're much better than the S word. D, I'll start with you on this one. Uh-huh. We talked about... I love these people up there. We talked about it on the Detroit show. Joaquin Phoenix possibly playing the Joker in an origin story movie is...
Going to be another crappy movie.
Martin Scorsese might be a part.
It does. I don't care. It's DC.
I'll go is ridden with potential.
You know what? They said that with Aquaman, too.
I like that. They said, nice use of words.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be a failure.
Let me start with you, Demarius, since you took a shot at our president while we were off the air, which is totally okay. Former President Obama producing a show for Netflix is blank.
Well worth watching.
Nicely done.
Thank you. I think that would be great.
We all kind of thought...
Really?
Yeah.
I love Obama like as much as the next cat, but him putting out quality network television programming...
It depends what kind of show or programming it is.
I think it's supposed to be highlighting people who have positive, like Oprah stuff. Like Oprah and Ellen stuff. But when he was like, when he had his zero blanks given like last year in office.
Right.
He was very funny and appealing on late night shows. So
but
I can see that.
What happens if he's like, this is finally my opportunity to reintroduce people to Westerns? Like he's like, all right, Obama Westerns. And
or like his love for the cigarette. He wouldn't even, wasn't he a chain smoker?
Yeah.
You can't. I need to wait until that gets up to 8 for you to talk again. Hold on, Ashley. D. Kim Jong Un and President Trump speaking face to face will be
weirdest threesome ever.
What do you mean weird? Who's
Stormy Daniels?
Oh gosh.
No, I'm just. That'll be. You know what? Here's the thing. As far as I think about that, it. Like, if anything comes out of this, this is what he's going to hang his hat on. Like, right. for decades and decades, nobody could get any movement out of North Korea.
Nixon did this with China, right?
And if this is going to be his thing, I mean, people may overlook all the other crazy things that he has done.
Like, I denuclearized North Korea.
Like, that's going to be his thing. And then the next thing you know, he's going to be on money, and it's going to be weird. Man, you're going to have to spend a Trump fiver.
That's fine. All right, Ashley, you're back in now. She's back in the game. The main brand of the library located downtown closing for a year for renovations is?
Exciting.
You're so gun shy now.
I was like that last time I did this. I didn't want to talk for like a week.
The library is closing downtown for all sorts of renovations. It seems like it's going to be like a shopping center, I guess a better cafe, more technology. So it's kind of cool, but I'm disappointed because maybe because I've been going to it more. I met someone who runs the place. I'm disappointed it'll be closed for some time.
So are the homeless people.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, gosh. Exactly.
When will it start?
September it closes for about 10 to 12 months. I did read a story last week, and I asked my friend who runs that library, Jason Kuzma. I read a story that said libraries are an overlooked spot in the opioid epidemic. Because not only are they homeless people, like there's a lot of... It's kind of like Levis Commons, where they all need Naxalone. Or Narcan, whatever
Narcan.
It is.
Narcan, yeah. Have you seen some of those cats? Would you trust them to administer Narcan? Yeah,
there's a lot of cops in there. Talking about militarized. Last one, Demarius.
Okay.
Toledo's Deshaun Kaiser. Know him?
No, I don't.
Really?
That sounds familiar.
He went to Central. He plays for the Browns.
Oh, okay.
That guy?
Yeah.
0-13?
16. Oh, Toledo's Deshaun Kaiser getting traded from the Browns to the Packers is...
Is a great exception. It is exceptional. Browns to the Packers. I mean,
you definitely.
Packers is a better team. So I mean, anything with that.
You're definitely marrying up in that case. You get to back up Aaron Rodgers and learn from him rather than Owen.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh.
You think you can manage your mouth, Ashley?
Yeah.
Is it because your hair is a weird shade of blue?
No, just because I have a. Potty mouth. Yeah.
I am now allowed to make any East Side joke I want with you after that little incident.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios.
This is Q105.